This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Often the meaning of a verse or portion of the Bible revolves around the meaning of one key word. I call that an insight word. Take the word Ichabod in 1 Samuel 4:21, the name given to the boy born to Eli's daughter-in-law. When she heard about the death of her husband and Eli, and that the ark of God had been captured by the enemy, she went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pains. On her deathbed, she named her son Ichabod. The name means no glory. The text explains the reason for her giving him this name. The glory has departed from Israel. A more positive example of an insight word is found in 1 Samuel 7. After a time of bondage, when the ark of God was in the hands of enemies, Samuel led Israel into a time of revival. They fasted, prayed, and repented. God responded by leading them into a battle which he won for them. When the battle was over, it says in verse 12, Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer. Why? What does that name mean? It means stone of hope. In the text, Samuel says, "Thus far has the Lord helped us." With that kind of help from God, even for an undeserving people, there was a basis of hope for their future. So he set up a stone of remembrance, a reminder to hope in God, no matter what they might face in the future. Such insight words help you understand what you're reading. They also help you remember the tragic and triumphant lessons learned.